A new report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation finds that President Obama's health care reforms have greatly reduced the number of uninsured residents in New Jersey. Part of the improvement is due to the expansion of Medicaid, which is providing 140,000 low-income residents with health coverage. New Jersey Public Radio's Kai Wright reports from Beth Israel Family Medical Center in Newark, where one patient's story reveals the new questions that the program's growth forces, questions about cost, capacity, and care.
Here's one example of what the Affordable Care Act is designed to fix. Meet Robert Woodard.
See, what happened was when I had the first heart attack, I walked around 2 days and didn't know it was a heart attack. I thought it was gas.
Woodard says he had 8 heart attacks over the past 12 years. 8, all while working full-time and entirely uninsured. Each time, he went to the emergency room, got emergency treatment, and then went on with his life as usual. Woodard's a jaunty 58-year-old with youthful energy, and when he had his heart attacks, he felt pretty healthy in spite of them. So he shrugged them off.
So you'd feel better and say, hey, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, bills don't stop. bills keep going, man. When you out of work, your bills don't stop.
At the time, Woodard lived in North Carolina. He worked for many years at a convenience store on a job that he loved with a boss that he thought was a good guy, but the job didn't offer health insurance. This was the problem with the old Medicaid. The working poor, like Robert, made just enough money to disqualify themselves from getting help.
In the old system, the only way that you could get Medicaid for most people was that you had to live in dire poverty and would often have to go on welfare.
Ray Castro is a health policy analyst at New Jersey Policy Perspective.
And that entire system is changed now.
But it's not only the income requirement that's changed. The old Medicaid was really built around helping poor families, along with people with disabilities. So childless working adults like Woodard just racked up unpayable bills every time they turned up at the hospital. Woodard doesn't even know how much money he still owes. He just tossed the bills in a heap and kept getting more sick, which is the challenge that doctors now face with 5 million new Medicaid applicants across the country. Dr. Kalefat Adewunme is the clinical director for a Newark health center run by Jewish Renaissance Medical Center. She's been seeing patients like Woodard for a while, people with chronic problems that have worsened as they've been ignored.
They show up at the door, you think it's a 15, 30-minute visit. You're spending an hour with them. There's a lot of problems. EKG is abnormal. Blood pressure is through the roof. Blood sugar is high, all this stuff.
For Robert Woodard, that stuff means he now needs a heart transplant, a wildly expensive and difficult procedure with many obstacles in the way for him. But one of those obstacles, how to pay for it, has likely been removed thanks to New Jersey's Medicaid expansion.
So this is only the first step, completing the application, and they will require some more information from you, Robert, a copy of your income, which is your disability.
Woodard spent most of his adult life in North Carolina until a family crisis brought him home to New Jersey a couple of years ago. Once there, he had yet another heart attack. And that was a bit of bizarre good luck. North Carolina is one of 24 states that have thus far declined to expand their Medicaid programs. Opponents of doing so around the country have pointed to unexpected long-term costs, and there are many. For instance, Obamacare didn't just make more people eligible for Medicaid. It also spurred what's been called the out-of-the-woodwork effect, enticing people who were eligible all along to finally sign up. Many of them will show up like Robert, presenting complex, costly health problems. Linda Schwimmer is the vice president of New Jersey Healthcare Quality Initiative.
These are complicated people who have complicated lives, and it's definitely going to be a struggle.
But Schwimmer argues the real costs come when sick people don't get care, from lost work hours, increased disability rates, and illnesses that only grow more costly as they linger untreated.
We all pay in one form or another when people who need care aren't getting the care that they need. So to complain about increases in utilization because people are trying to get well at the end of the day is very short-sighted.
Now, Woodard and tens of thousands like him in New Jersey must wait. New Jersey state officials have said that they are still struggling to process more than 30,000 applications that have been delayed by technological glitches. And when these applicants do finally get enrolled, their long journeys to becoming healthy will be just getting started. For WNYC, I'm Kai Wright.